With Montana News, I'm Megan Myskowski. Montana State University officials say an employee will undergo a mental health evaluation after making threatening statements that caused a campus-wide lockdown yesterday. School officials said in a statement today that the man is not under arrest and no charges have been filed against him. His name has not been released. Developers of a 400-megawatt energy storage system proposed in central Montana say they expect to start construction as soon as next year after reaching a financing agreement. Absaroka Energy President Carl Borquist said today that Copenhagen Infrastructure Partners of Denmark has agreed to line up financing for the $1 billion project near Martinsdale. It's intended to make wind turbines and other renewable energy sources more reliable by storing the electricity they produce until it's needed. The project proposes using wind energy to pump water uphill into a reservoir. The water can then be released to drive hydroelectric turbines and generate power when the wind isn't blowing. Missoula County employees say county officials illegally recorded their private conversations with digital audio and video recording devices installed in public works vehicles last year. County Chief Operating Officer Chris Lounsbury tells the Missoulian that county officials agreed the audio in the devices needed to be turned off once concerns were raised in January. This weekend, Montana Democrats will convene in Helena to begin strategizing how to appeal to voters in the 2020 election. Corin Cates-Carney reports they'll elect party leadership, who will guide fundraising, and candidate recruitment.
State Democrats have struggled to gain significant political ground in recent elections. Next year will be another big test of the party's appeal to voters. Democrats were nearly swept out of statewide office in 2016 when Governor Steve Bullock was the only Democrat to win an executive position in the state. In the legislature, Democrats have not held more than 42% of chamber seats for a decade. However, in the most recent session, the party had one of its best showings since 2007. Montana Democratic Party Chair Mary Sexton.
We have a lot of opportunities, and I think we're in an upward trajectory.
The 2019 Montana Democratic Party's Officers and Rules Convention starts Friday and runs until Saturday afternoon. U.S. Democratic Senator Heidi Heitkamp from North Dakota is booked to give a featured speech the second day. Sexton says Heitkamp can speak to an area of American politics that Montana Democrats need to work on, appealing to rural voters.
So I think that's something that we're focusing on and are looking at positive messaging, because I think in many ways the Republican Party has not served rural areas as well as they would like people in rural areas to believe.
Sexton says Montana's agriculture sector is hurting because of tariffs levied in the United States' ongoing trade disputes. That's a topic Democrats will likely bring up on the campaign trail. She also says the party will focus on the cost and availability of health care and education. U.S. Senator John Tester, Montana Democrat senior elected official, is also scheduled to speak at the convention. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.
Montana's Libertarian Party is starting its 2020 election planning this weekend with a convention. Theirs is in Great Falls. Here's Corin Cates-Carney.
Montanans have never elected a Libertarian to a legislative or statewide public office. Montana Libertarian Party Chair Francis Wendt says for that to change, Libertarians need to borrow some tactics from Republicans and Democrats and start marketing themselves as a dependable political party.
It is a marketing technique that has been monopolized by two different organizations because that's what they are. They're run like businesses and their job is to earn votes. So we're trying to structure ourselves a little bit more like a business and gain some credibility.
He says Libertarian's streak of individualism has hurt the party's ability to gain traction in Montana politics, and the party will work on its cohesion leading up to 2020. The party hasn't developed a statewide platform for its candidates yet, but Wendt says the Libertarians will likely back issues like
industrialized hemp in eastern Montana. It's working to try and reduce the tax burden that every Montanan is suffering under and the property tax, and look at other structures that we can generate revenue, be it tourism, be it, you know, what have you. But it's looking at ways to try and free up some of the income for everyday Montanans so that they're not living paycheck to paycheck.
Wendt expects several Libertarian candidates to announce legislative and statewide campaigns during the convention this weekend. He says about a dozen people have registered for the convention, and a dozen more may show up. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.